Now, find your way to southern India with today's GeoQuiz. If you trace your finger down a map of India's western coast, you can't miss the Indian state we want you to name today. This state is wedged between the Arabian Sea and the Western Ghats. Those are the mountains that run down to the southern tip of India. The state's neighbors are Karnataka to the north and Tamil Nadu to the east. Among the state's many natural resources are black pepper, cardamom, and tigers. It's also home to 6'2" forward Geetu Anahose. The 25-year-old is one of India's best basketball players. We'll hear from an Indian sports writer who says she's got game. But is she ready for the WNBA? We'll find out and tell you where she's from just ahead on the show. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. 25-year-old Geetu Anahose wants to become the first player from India in the WNBA, the U.S. Women's Professional Basketball League. The 6'2" forward tried out this week for three WNBA teams, the L.A. Sparks, San Antonio Silver Stars, and Chicago Sky. But early word is that Jose failed to make the cut. Karin Madoc writes about Indian basketball for the Basketball Federation of India and for the NBA's India website. Karin, you must be a little disappointed. How closely were fans in India following these tryouts?
Oh, we were totally after it. I mean, this was a really big deal that Geetu Anahose got invited for these tryouts.
More than just the usual women's basketball fans in India, it sucked in more attention?
Much more than... I mean, this made more people interested in women's basketball in India, because basketball is not that big a sport, but just knowing that one of our own was at the verge of making it to the big league, that got a lot of people interested in Geetu and her story.
And the fact that Geetu did not make the cut, will that discourage additional interest in basketball now, women's basketball?
Not at all, because just the fact that she got a tryout, that itself said a lot about the big step this was. I had always maintained the fact that whether or not Geetu makes it, this step in itself is massive for basketball in India. An Indian actually getting invited for tryouts with the WNBA, that had never happened before. So it's a big deal that she has made it as far as she has.
Where in India is Geetu Anahose from? I know she trained in Chennai before coming to the tryouts here.
Geetu is originally born and brought up in the state of Kerala in South India. She's from a small town called Kottayam. And then she moved on to Chennai later, where she plays and works in Chennai.
So
Kerala.
Kerala, the southern Indian state of Kerala, is the answer to our GeoQuiz. If you also knew that Geetu Anahose was from Kottayam, then you've obviously been following the WNBA tryouts. Now, Geetu was captain of the Indian women's national basketball team, and she competed in Australia. What's your best guess as to what she's going to do next?
Well, Geetu's coming back to New Delhi now to take part in a camp with the Indian national team, because the Indian national team is now moving to Japan for the FIBA Asia Championship that is taking place in August.
Now, you travel around the country a lot to see basketball. Where and when did you last see Geetu play, and what impression did she leave on you?
I last saw Geetu play in Mumbai. There was a tournament taking place in Mumbai where she took part. And as usual, Geetu is the most dominant basketball player, at least in the women's field in India. She's always the best player on court. There was an all-star game in Mumbai 2 days before this tournament, and Geetu was the most valuable player of this All-Star game. She ended up scoring 44 of the team's 75 points.
Wow.
She's just unstoppable. So she does everything. She's a good post scorer. She's a good rebounder. She's a good passer. She's a step ahead of everyone else that she's playing with.
Have you ever met her?
Yeah. I've met her several times. She's good. She's very humble. I think she's a bit shy. I don't think she really believes the hype that is around her. Everyone else in India is really hyped up about everything that's going on, whereas she's very focused on her basketball more than anything else.
Since women's basketball is now on the move in India, should we expect to see more Indian women trying out for the WNBA?
I know a lot of Indian women want to try out. Now, whether they get the call-up or not isn't up to them, but I have interviewed a lot of Indian women who have said that now they're ambitious enough to believe that one day they can follow in Geetu's footsteps.
Karin Madoc, a.k.a. Hoopistani, writes about Indian basketball for the NBA's India website. He spoke to us from New Delhi.
Thanks a lot.